Back in May, Adirondack Explorer reporter Gwendolyn Craig headed to the Adirondack Park for a conversation with former Governor George Pataki about trash in the region. They ended up talking about much more than that, though, reflecting on his legacy in the park, why he moved there, and much more, all of which can be found at AdirondackExplorer.org. Gwen joins us now via the phone to discuss her lunch with the last Republican to lead the Empire State. Welcome back to the show, Gwen.
Thanks for having me.
So for starters, I always think of Pataki as a Westchester County guy since he was the mayor of Peekskill and eventually state senator for the area before becoming governor in 1994. But you met up with him in the North Country. Why is that?
Yeah, so Governor Pataki lives in Essex, New York, which is in the Champlain Valley in the Adirondack Park. And that's his second home, and it's where he pretty much hunkered down for the pandemic. And he just is now living here in the Adirondacks, and it's been a place he's lived for a while, since shortly after September 11th, 2001.
Well, yeah, and in the story, you talk about the role 9/11 played in his family settling up there. Can you talk a little bit about that?
He said, you know, like, obviously the 9/11 attacks were just the main source of his time during that time, and it was such a stressful and upsetting time for everybody. And he, like, around 2002, he said, decided he just needed to find a place to sort of have a getaway spot. And he and his wife were taking a boat ride on Lake Champlain, and Pataki's from the farm country in the Westchester County area. So he was hoping to have a farm, and he kind of pointed out the farms on the lake and sent his wife to go find one. So that's sort of how they ended up here. I think it's just been a home. It's been a second home and a retreat for them. He's particularly attracted to the Adirondack Park Agency's regulations and the zoning regulations that are in the park, because he knows where he is protected from overdevelopment. He explained how he used to go to the Hamptons, and he's seen that become highly developed with lots of mansions. So he's happy to be sort of in this rural area of the country.
Where did you end up meeting up with the former governor, and what was it like hanging out with him for an extended period of time?
Well, we met up at the Willsboro Diner in Essex County, and I hadn't been up to Willsboro before, and I just kept seeing signs on the road of how much closer I was to Canada than I've been in a while, just with a border closed. And there, you know, there are flags flying for Canada and the U.S. outside this diner, and, you know, all the locals were inside. And I never met him or seen him in person before, and I was kind of struck by how tall he is. And he was very nice. We walked inside, and everybody knew him. The waitress knew him, and a couple of people recognized him that were visiting the area and were happy to see him, and really explained how they kind of missed him being governor here. But he's definitely a well-known guy in Willsboro and in that area. And it was interesting to sit down and chat about stuff. He didn't have a lot to say about how the current governor is doing for the park, but overall he's pretty happy with how the Adirondack Park is faring at this time.
In talking about his own legacy in the park and being a steward of the land and trying to conserve the property and being good on climate change, he really saw himself in a very favorable view. Does his perception of himself match up with what stakeholders and people who live in the region think about his time in the executive mansion?
I think for the most part, he actually, you know, is very proud of the land preservation side of his administration. Mm-hmm. So, and I think a lot of people point to that when they think of the Adirondacks and his legacy. He preserved over 1 million acres. A lot of that was in the Adirondacks. In my reporting, found that, like, some of those were deals he sort of arranged, but weren't officially signed off on until other administrations, but he was responsible for getting those conversations and getting the land and getting those agreements set up. So I think that's one thing that a lot of people are proud of, although I think now, especially with some of the tree cutting lawsuits we're seeing, like the Protect the Adirondacks versus the DEC, where now some of these snowmobile trails are no longer going to go forward because the state's highest court has decided that there's too much tree cutting involved. There's more, I think, animosity now among local government about preserving more land and putting it into forest preserve. It takes it off the tax rolls. There's more restrictions on development. So I think he sort of was able to, he mentioned that he was able to work with local governments and ask them what they needed and then come up with a deal where they would get something out of a land swap deal. So he feels like he's built trust there. And I get the feeling that that was true, not just from his point of view, but others. But I do feel like that relationship between putting land in forest preserve and working with communities has sort of soured a little. The other thing he did was that some will point to for his environmental legacy is he had also passed a bond act during his tenure and funded a lot of environmental projects through that. And we're kind of coming full circle to that now with the environmental bond, the $3 billion environmental bond act that under Andrew Cuomo's administration.
In case you're just joining us, our guest is Gwendolyn Craig, a reporter with the Adirondack Explorer, who recently sat down with former Governor George Pataki. So as you note in your piece, which is available at AdirondackExplorer.org, his administration was also responsible for closing the final landfills that were operating in the Adirondack Park. This is, I guess, the focus of a new piece you also have in the magazine. What's been the ramifications of that decision?
So this was something that I originally was working on for, so this is out in our latest issue of the magazine, but in the 60s and 70s, the Adirondack Park had so many local dumps and landfills. And what's interesting is they actually, you know, weren't just a place for trash, but they were a tourist attraction because like Adirondack bears black bears would flood the area and people would go to watch the bears. So they were a huge tourist attraction. And but then as state and federal regulations like upgraded, you know, regulations around waste and what to do, these landfills were really not safe. They weren't, obviously the bears were not necessarily a safe attraction. You know, people were walking right up to them. It wasn't healthy for the bears, but you know, they weren't lined like they are now. It just was like kind of a hot mess. And so Governor Pataki wanted to close all the landfills in the Adirondack Park. You know, he felt this was a jewel of the state. It was supposed to be, you know, this beautiful forest preserve. There shouldn't be trash in it. So we have two counties that are fully within the Adirondack Park, like fully within the blue line. That's Hamilton and Essex counties. And they have both had agreements with the state for the last 20 years or so, where they get paid state funds out of the Environmental Protection Fund in order to help truck their trash outside of the blue line. So those agreements actually have ended. There's an agreement also with Essex County not to have a landfill in the county, but that's going to be ending in the next few years. And, you know, now we're kind of taking a look at, is this really practical? Is it practical? Is it actually environmentally friendly to have all these trucks come and take the trash out of the park? Is it better to have a landfill right there now that landfills are more, you know, engineered? And I think that's a question that the counties are going to have to start looking at. Overall, it sounded great. And I think some people don't want landfills in their backyard, and it takes a lot to site a landfill. But, you know, the cost of trucking it to outside of the Adirondack Park is also a concern for those communities.
Is there any sort of consensus of opinion within the park about the best way to move forward?
Well, I think right now the hope, at least from both chairmen of, you know, Essex County and Hamilton County, that's Bill Farber and Sean Gilliland, they're hoping that the state will continue to help provide some funding so they can keep trucking their trash out of the park. Sean Gilliland, particularly for Essex County, like Lake Placid is in his county, so he's got, you know, High Peaks trailheads. He's got the Adirondack Park Agency, the Olympic Regional Development Authority, State Police. Like, he's got all these different attractions of people coming in. The amount of trash fluctuates so much, especially during tourism season. So he's really hoping that the state will continue to help them financially with trucking it out. But it doesn't sound like, you know, looking at siting a landfill is out of the realm of possibility. And the DEC said, you know, there's nothing preventing that from happening once this agreement is up in the next couple of years, other than that they would have to go through all the permitting for APA and DEC. And how likely is that? I don't think it will be very likely. I feel like there will be a lot of pushback from residents. You know, landfills are not a popular thing to have in your backyard, but it will be a financial discussion, I think, for how to move forward and make sure that, you know, these resident taxpayers who are, you know, trucking out all this tourism and state businesses trash, whether they'll get some help paying for it.
Well, we've been speaking with Gwendolyn Craig. She's a reporter with the Adirondack Explorer. Gwen, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.